is the PXG fitting team leader. That's where Mike is right now, by the way. So we'll talk about all that, club fitting, and all those questions when we return. This segment has been brought to you by Tour Edge.
This is the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1100.3 HD2 and the ESPN Chicago app.
Yeah, you can put them on now.
From PGA to where you should play, this is the CDGA Golf Show with Mike Gilligan and Tyler Aki, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club.
You by Coghill Golf and Country Club, home of 42 practice bays with top tracer technology. Tyler Aki and Mike Gilligan. Mike's out at the PXG in Oak Brook Terrace, and that's where we find on the Jersey Mike's hotline, Jersey Mike's a sub above, Luke Lovechick, the PXG fitting team leader, joins us right now on the CDGA Golf Show. Good morning, Luke, and I got to say, by the look of the pictures that were sent to me yesterday by Mike, that is a fantastic facility that you guys have out in Oak Brook Terrace.
Thanks, Tyler. Yeah, thanks for having me, number one. Glad to have you guys out here today. It's really something impressive. I heard you guys talking about it before, with Northbrook being the first store outside of Scottsdale here in Chicago. First time we walked in this location, I was like blown away. I was like, whoa, this is a bit different, a little bit bigger. So it's just a lot of fun.
So, Luke, tell me, you know, PXG, believe it or not, has been around for 10 years. It's hard to believe that the brand has been around that long. But, you know, tell us, what is PXG? How did the company get started? You know, just give us a little 411 on PXG.
For sure. So time flies when we're having fun. Right? it's crazy to think that we're already at our 10-year mark, for sure. But so where it comes from, so Bob Parsons in Parsons Extreme Golf right there. Bob was a Marine in Vietnam.
Okay.
So that's where we'll get into the whole Heroes program and everything that we have here. But that's what Mr. Parsons basically attributes everything that you see before you to is the Marine Corps. So
okay.
We're definitely very involved with the veterans community. So that's where it all started for him. Most know him as the GoDaddy guy. So Bob built GoDaddy post the Marines. He had his technology company. And once he sold off GoDaddy, that's where, as I say, got three commas in the bank account. And just a golf nut. So what he was doing was he was spending over $300,000 a year on different equipment just to make himself better. You know, just like the rest of us. It's a hard game. We're just trying to get better. And he recruited a couple of our, which we now know is our top designers. That's Mike Nicolette and Brad Schweigert from another OEM.
Okay.
Sat him down and he said, boys, if I give you a blank check and no time constraints, can you guys build me the best golf clubs? And they said, well, of course we can, Bob. and that was back in 2013. We had that conversation. They had that conversation, and here we are today. So it was in actually 2014. We rolled out we sold our first club.
Wow.
The Gen 1.
When you do a fitting, you know, people, I think, don't understand the value of getting fit for golf clubs. Can you explain what the advantage and why it's important, even for somebody that's maybe not so much a beginner, but let's say an intermediate player? What are they gaining and, you know, getting back by getting fitted? I mean, are they really giving up a lot if they don't get fitted? Because I get that question a lot.
We do. I mean, that's what we're faced with that every day, where it's, am I good enough to get fitted? Or am I going through different swing changes? Whatever the case may be. At the end of the day, too, and I know you and I talked about it this morning, Mike, it's the hardest game that we play. It's the hardest thing that we do. And with that is, it's so important. I talk about it a lot. It's so important to get fit. And what we do, I'd say, differently here is it's fully immersive. It's fun. It's meant to be fun. And our stuff is it's the most forgiving. I mean, that's at the end of the day, forgiveness is where it stands, and it looks great, it feels great. Recognizing though, as time goes on, your swing's going to change. You might go through swing changes. We're here on the back end to help you out, make the adjustments to the clubs. So to circle back on that too, is it's very important for your golf game, regardless of if you are a plus handicap to you just picked the game up yesterday. It's very important for all golfers.
Well, you know, and when I first came in here yesterday, the first thing that struck me is how much of a vibe of community exists when you walk in here. It's like a club. I mean, you go into some of these bigger retailers and you can tell you're a bit of a number. They're just trying to turn and burn you and get you in and get you out. We're here. I mean, I felt like Jackson had all the time in the world for me yesterday and treated me like gold. I mean, it was like being at home. And so I think people come into this, you know, intimidated, the mindset, I'm not good enough, I'm afraid of this. What they really should just embrace this. And what should a person do if they really want to go get fitted? I mean, how can they best prepare to maximize their fitting experience when they come here?
Just come in excited. Honestly, just come in excited with an open mind, because it is. I mean, I'd say even now where fittings are starting to, become more kind of general practice, it's a lot of folks, a lot of golfers still don't get fit. So they might be doing it for the first time. And when it happens for the first time, you shouldn't be intimidated. You know, we've seen it all.
No, I bet you have. To that point, though, if I am at home and I am sitting here listening to this show and listening to you, and I haven't picked up a club since, well, October, should I still come in and get fit, or should I be playing for a while, then come and get fit?
Come and get fit.
Just come and get fit.
Come and get fit. That's the beauty of it, with having the adjustability factors that we do. And as you, to your point too, like creating that relationship factor, that's the most important thing for us, is we're going to build it up, and there is no good or bad time to get fit with us.
Right. And when you, it's amazing the short time that I've been here today as well as yesterday, it seems like every person that walked in, every one of your employees knew their name. Like, this wasn't like, can I help you?
Right.
I mean, but as soon as I walked in, I was one of the first guys you didn't know, because it was the first time I walked in. But from there, now I know Jackson and Leo and you. And I mean, it's like a little family out here.
It is. That's what we look to promote. I mean, we have, it's relationship building, in golf too, networking. I mean, all of that. It's giving that white glove experience. It's having that country club feel. With access, and not everybody has access to a country club too. So give that access to the masses, and you're going to have a lot of fun doing that.
Yeah. I mean, and PXG now has guys that are playing their products out on tour.
Yes.
How many guys do we have out on tour? Any idea?
Right now we have, so across actually all major tours, so men's and women's, we have 37 tour pros. Doing that right now, and actually, so I'll kind of get into that as well. It's not just clubs too. We are a brand. We're a brand. We're a boutique brand at that. We're with our apparel, our accessories, things like that. We have we're looking to encompass kind of everyday life and something you could wear every day into golf. You could wear it into the office. You can wear it relaxing. I know my wife always talks about how much PXG stuff I have on, but it fits with every occasion. So we have the tour line as well that we just rolled out recently. I'm actually wearing the shirt right now.
Oh,
super,
yeah.
Buttery soft modal. But we have we actually have five tour pros playing. So Patrick Fishburne, Christian Bezenhout, Cristobal Del Soler, Seth Reeves, and Eric Cole, as we know too. So
Bezenhout, wow,
yes,
love it.
Couple of nice names in there. Luke Lovechick with us here on the CDGA Golf Show, the fitting team leader out at PXG. And Luke, what is sort of next for PXG? You mentioned it's been around for a little over 10 years now, which is very new when you talk about the market. But what's sort of next on the horizon for PXG?
The moon. realistically. No. You know, it's just striving for the best that we possibly can roll out. You know, with us as a brand, and, you know, we're not like other OEMs in the sense where we have a release cycle. With our release cycle, we're on a Gen 7 right now, so our 0311. So that is also, to go back to Mr. Parsons and the Marine Corps, all of I'd say a majority of our product codes, so the 0311 is a Marine occupational code for riflemen. That was his occupation in the Marines in Vietnam. So that's where you see that every Marine is a rifleman first. And we're on to our Gen 7 now, where that product has to outperform our previous generation and everything else in the market. That's when we roll out new stuff. So it's and there's something for everybody. We're into the Gen 7, that's our flagship, with the 0311. We have the Black Ops, which are it's a dual cavity, it's super high center of gravity, very forgiving. Again, that's for the newer golfer. And we also just rolled out to our Wildcat series, which is incredible. It's a 9-piece set for literally the beginning golfer. What do most golfers want to do? They want to hit the ball high,
yeah,
in the air, right? This is going to do that. We've seen, we have actually one of our fitters here too. We call him the Wildcat Assassin. He sold more of those than we can count. So,
well, I mean, I'm just looking at the sets right here, and I mean, you've got everything for the novice all the way up to the tour player. I mean, you have got it all from A to Z here. And if CDGA members, if you have a chance, come on out here. It's located at Summit and Roosevelt Road in Oak Brook Terrace. But one of the things I wanted to talk to you about, Luke, is the Upper Deck Golf Experience presented by PXG at Wrigley Field. So tell us a little bit why PXG is involved in it, and what can people expect when they go out there?
Something we are we're super excited about, honestly, myself personally being a lifelong Cubs fan.
There you go.
So, yeah. Did not get to experience it last year, so very excited about experiencing it now. Upper Deck, as we know, it's if you're a fan of, you know, just a sports fan in general and a golfer, what an experience. So, you know, with this, and we were able to get the partnership with it, so you get to feel the results of having our clubs out there as you hit them down the first baseline or, you know, try to take them onto Wavewind.
Well, no, that's going to be awesome. So they'll have PXG equipment exclusively out at this event. So if you're not able to make it out here and you go ahead and get a ticket to this event, then you can try out your PXG right there in the friendly confines.
All exclusively PXG, that's correct.
That's awesome.
And I think we're going to be giving out another one, Tyler, right?
Yep.
I think Luke made another twosome available
we
for
have
us.
Another twosome available for sure. We also, for those in the Wrigleyville area, we have partnered with Country Club Bar. So if you want to stop in there too, you have a chance to sign up, and they're doing a raffle of another set of tickets.
Awesome.
So there you go.
Yeah, check that out.
So the city folks got all the advantage. If you live around Wrigley, you've got an advantage.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so let's give away that other twosome right now. 312-332-3776. Be caller 10 and you will win that other twosome VIP package to the Upper Deck event at Wrigley Field Friday and Saturday, April 11th and 12th. 312-332-3776. Caller 10 wins that other Upper Deck event. So what's going to be, what else does PXG have going on with that Upper Deck event in terms of what people can expect from PXG when they go out there to Wrigley?
So you're actually myself, Leo, and then I know Tom, who is our GM in our Northbrook location. We're going to be out there kind of just you know, shaking hands, kissing babies, and
yeah,
spreading the good word. And
handing out some PXG tchotchke?
Yeah, perhaps. Oh. Perhaps, perchance,
okay,
as we say. And then definitely some poker chips for sure, too.
There you go. You know,
best business cards in the world.
Yeah, his business card is actually a poker chip. I mean, it's pretty unique. Tell me, Luke. Working at a place like this, you've been here for a number of years. What's your favorite thing about working for this brand?
I get to have fun every day. I mean, this is the people I get to meet every day you know, all walks of life, different everything. Like, it's just, it's so much fun. It's just a lot of fun, and that's the main key, because seeing their, I'm a believer myself too. You know, of course, bias, yes, but it's made me a better golfer, and to share that with all golfers is paramount. You know, and going back to the whole fact of it's about the relationship factor, realistically, and the experience.
Well, Luke, we appreciate you taking some time. Tell us a little bit about PXG and everything you got going on out there, and give us a little intel on the club fitting process, and looking forward to the event at Wrigley coming up in a couple of weeks.
Thanks for having me, fellas.
Luke Lovechik.
Thanks for being here, Luke.
Absolutely. PXG fitting team leader, and he joined us on the Jersey Mike's Hotline. Jersey Mike's a sub above. When we come back, we'll get into a little bit of the Masters and give away a Taste of the Masters kit as well. So again, keep that phone number handy. We'll do all that and more when we come back. It's the CDGA Golf Show, and this segment brought to you by Coghill Golf and Country Club.
This is the CDGA Golf Show, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club, ESPN 1100.3 HD2, and the ESPN Chicago app.
Illinois Bone and Joint Institute is proud to present the Chicago Adaptive Open. When injuries happen, IBGI's OrthoAxis Immediate Care Clinics are here to help. Skip the ER and get specialized orthopedic care for sprains, fractures, and sports injuries. No appointment needed. With 14 convenient locations across Chicagoland, OrthoAxis provides expert treatment with IBJI specialists, helping you recover faster and get back to what you love. Experience same-day care close to home. Visit IBJI.com for OrthoAxis locations and hours.
Golf is on your mind and on the air right now. This is the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1100.3 HD2 and the ESPN Chicago app, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club.
Heads up for everyone out there. If you want to, we still have another half an hour of a show here on the CDGA Golf Show. And by the way, this segment brought to you by Geneva National. But we will be heading over to our digital stream in just a little bit. So you can find us on YouTube and on Twitch. Just search ESPN Chicago. You'll find the page there. We'll be moving there momentarily. But quickly, let's give out a Taste of the Masters tasting kit. Be caller 10 right now, and you'll win a large Taste of the Masters tasting kit that'll be shipped to you in time to watch the this year's Masters. 312-332-3776. They already sold out of some of the other ones, but you can get yourself a Taste of the Masters large hosting kit.
And I think this one serves 12 to 14.
Yep.
So if you've got a big family or you're going to have a big old Masters watch party, you want to be that caller. I think we're shooting for delivery on April 9th. It comes with, you know, dry ice. It's all packed. It's so well done. It's absolutely the most incredible thing you'll ever experience.
Yep. So caller 10 right now, 312-332-3776. We will talk to you on the stream. Find us on YouTube and Twitch. And we'll talk a little bit more about the Masters when we come back. This segment brought to you by Geneva National.
This is the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1100.3 HD2 and the ESPN Chicago app.
Tullymore Golf Resort is the perfect spot for your next golf trip. With 36 holes of championship golf and on-site accommodations, Tullymore Golf Resort is up north golf without the drive. Start your trip with just a click at tullymoregolf.com.
Founded in 2001, Zero Friction established the number one performance tee on the PGA Tour with over 70 PGA Tour victories. In 2024, Zero Friction introduced their newest innovation, the Stride Electric Bag Trolley, voted Product of the Year at the PGA Show. To secure your personal caddy, go to zerofriction.com.
Play their gear. dress the part, and shop like the pros at the PGA Tour Superstore. Now's the time to upgrade your game with new apparel and footwear to keep you looking fresh, and the hottest clubs from all your favorite brands. Plus, dial in your game with the latest technology like rangefinders and launch monitors. Shop with the pros at one of PGA Tour Superstore's five Chicagoland locations: Downers Grove, Schaumburg, Orland Park, Vernon Hills, and Lincoln Park.
Experience the best golf on the North Shore. Head over to Glenview Park Golf Club. Book your tee time 24/7 at golfglenview.com or call 847-724-0250. Golfglenview.com or 847-724-0250. Experience the best.
You strive for more in life and in business, never settling for anything less than. Your bank should be no different. It's time for a fresh perspective. It's time to move things from to-do to done. It's time for your bank to go the extra mile for you. Achieve more at Republic Bank of Chicago. Banking beyond expectations. Visit ourbankchicago.com to get started. Republic Bank of Chicago, member FDIC.
Come to Cog Hill Golf and Country Club and experience truly legendary golf. Since 1927, Cog Hill has been the mecca for public golf in the Midwest. In addition to Dubs Dread, ranked the number one course you can play in Illinois by Golf Digest, Cog Hill offers three other beautiful 18-hole layouts with price points for all types of golfers. Visit their state-of-the-art practice facility with top tracer technology on 42 driving range bays. Plus, they have two golf shops, a new club fitting room, and beautiful clubhouse and reception area. They serve great food, too. Visit CogHillGolf.com.
Discover why Oswego Land Park District's Fox Bend Golf Course is considered the gem of the western suburbs, and it's just 45 minutes from downtown. Built in 1967, Fox Bend was voted a five-star course by Chicagoland Golf Magazine, a 6,900-yard par 72 layout that will appeal to all levels of play. With the most superb green complexes in the Chicagoland area, Fox Bend has hosted three Illinois Open Championships, and this year, Fox Bend is the proud host of the 2025 Chicago Adaptive Open, June 20th through the 22nd. To book a tee time, visit foxbendgolfcourse.com.
Chicagoland's very own Tour Edge Golf is celebrating 20 years of exotics with their brand new Exotic 725 Series. The 10K MOI E725 driver provides the ultimate in forgiveness and stability off the tee, while the rest of the 725 Series is packed with innovation specifically designed to cover every player type looking to level up their game. It's time to see for yourself why over 200 PGA Tour professionals have chosen to put exotics in their bags. For more on the new Tour Edge Exotic 725 Series, visit touredge.com.
Play golf in Elgin. Check out the Golf Elgin app and book a tee time at Bowes Creek Country Club or the Highlands of Elgin. One of Golf Week's most recognized golf courses, it is ready for your private club experience. Enjoy Bowes Creek at bowescreekcc.com.
Village Links of Glen Ellen provides a country club experience at a public golf facility with a top-rated 27-hole complex that's proudly hosted 47 PGA Tour and USGA qualifying events. Village Links is considered one of the premier golf courses in the Chicago area. It's located near I-88 and 355, so get out and play at Village Links. After your round, dine on the spectacular patio at Reserve 22 Restaurant and Bar overlooking the pristine 18th green. Go to VillageLinksGolf.com and get ready for a great round. See you at the links.
We're not one of the largest banks in America. We're Republic Bank of Chicago. For Chicago, we've got the banking solutions you want, the local expertise you need, and the exceptional service you deserve. Right here at Republic Bank of Chicago.
This is White Sox Weekly. Your all-access pass to everything White Sox.
Swing and a drive! Deep to left! Gone!
That was as hard as a baseball can be hit by anybody.
White Sox Weekly on the home of the White Sox, ESPN Chicago.
Now, here's your host, Jeff Mellor. Jeff Mellor.
Welcome on into White Sox Weekly. What a fabulous opening day on Thursday. If you missed it, where were you? The White Sox are 1-0. They have turned the page on 2024, and it certainly feels like a refreshing voice on the top step for the White Sox has made an impact. It's one game, I understand it, but if you watched on Thursday, if you were here in attendance at Wright Field, It just felt different. I'm not going to lie. It was clean baseball played all over the diamond and timely hitting, maybe some unexpected power at the plate as well. Just an absolutely fabulous opening day for the 2025 season here at Raitt Field. And we are getting set for the second of 162 games this year today with a 1-10 first pitch coming your way. White Sox game two of a three-game set against the Los Angeles Angels. On the mound for the White Sox will be Jonathan Cannon today. He'll be opposed by Jose Soriano. We'll have plenty on the matchup today, not just in White Sox Weekly, but also on your pregame show, which starts at 12:30 today. Lots to cover today, though. Going to let you hear from White Sox GM Chris Getz, who spoke with the media on Wednesday when the White Sox held a pre-opening day workout. And obviously, that worked out well because they got the 8-1 win on Thursday. So we'll let you hear a little bit from Chris Getz about the season outlook. Also let you hear from Will Venable very shortly after the White Sox win. You just inside the clubhouse too. The White Sox social media team put out the celebration from the team, which I'll let you hear a snippet of. And it just looks like everybody was having fun. And I know you don't want to overreact to opening day, but if you can't overreact to opening day, what are you doing watching baseball? I mean, that's what it's all about. You could not have dreamed up a better start for the 2025 season for the White Sox. And if you missed any of it, let's get you caught up right now with a little bit of the highlight package that we've put together for you. All right, so on Thursday, opening day, Sean Burke was on the mound, and he did end up getting the win, gave the White Sox six scoreless innings, but it wasn't as easy as it sounds. Six scoreless, but the first couple of innings, Sean Burke was in and out of a little bit of trouble, and in the second especially, Michael A. Taylor in left field came up with a nice defensive play that really did set the tone.
Deep left center, Taylor will leap and he makes a catch. On the back pedal, Ohapi will tag and head to third. That is a gold glove play by Michael A. Taylor. Two down. Remember that play.
Indeed, I did, Len, because that play did help Sean Burke. The next batter grounds out to Jacob Amaya, and Sean Burke escapes that. And then after that, the next four innings, for the most part, Sean Burke cruised, and it really did help the White Sox start the season well. Now, a lot of focus on the White Sox here early, as you would expect, but I do want to point out and give a kudos to the White Sox fans who are in attendance because Tim Anderson returned to his hometown. He's playing for the Angels, donning number 77. He was playing second base, hitting fifth, and he stepped to the plate for his opening introduction.
It's Tim Anderson. Tim stepping out of the dirt circle on the grass to take it all in. And a well-deserved hand from this crowd.
Well, I guarantee that's got his blood going.
It's nice to see the White Sox fans recognize T.A. He was the face of the franchise for a 2 or 3 year stretch there with a lot of great moments, including who could forget the spectacular walk-off at the Field of Dreams game when the White Sox beat the Yankees. So it was cool to see that moment also occur on opening day. Now, to the White Sox highlights. So Austin Slater stepped to the plate in the bottom of the second to lead off the inning.
Slater hits one high and deep to left. That baby's going to go. 1-0 Sox, second inning.
So it was a well-hit shot by Slater. But the funny thing about baseball is that you don't always need to hit the ball hard. You just need to put it in the right spot. And Miguel Vargas did that later in the inning.
Pitch to Miguel, and he hits a high fly ball, shallow left center field. This ball's going to drop. Two runs will score. Vargas on his way to second with a double. It's 3-0.
Perfectly placed, and that's all you needed. A couple of runs score on that one, giving the Sox really all the runs they would need in the game. But that doesn't mean that it didn't get a little bit dicey later in the game. As I mentioned, Burke was cruising. He gave the White Sox six shutout innings, and we'll talk more about Sean Burke and what he was able to accomplish. But the White Sox did find themselves in a little bit of trouble in the top of the eighth, and that is when Will Venable chose to go to Mike Clevinger out of the pen to help him out. Now, Mike Trout walked, and that set the table for Jorge Soler, who was up with the bases loaded with Clevinger on the mound, and Clevinger pumped a 97-mile-per-hour fastball by Soler for strike two. But at that moment, things got a little bit scary because the count went full, and then that's when Clevinger reared back and gave us this.
3-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Oh, he swung at ball four. It was way up, but Soler couldn't help himself. Big strikeout for Clevinger, and the Angels leave the bases loaded.
Thank you, Jorge Soler. It was nice to have that, and everybody in attendance breathed a nice sigh of relief. And then in the bottom of the eighth, the White Sox and Andrew Benintendi gave all Sox fans all the comfort they needed.
Swing and a high deep drive to right. It is gone. That is a three-run homer for Andrew Benintendi.
Now, that was nice to see Benintendi dealing with that non-displaced fracture in his right hand that, you know, the timeline was initially that he would miss 4 to 6 weeks. He has certainly beat that timeline. I thought opening day, I thought there was no chance when he suffered the injury when he did that he would be able to be back in the lineup. He was the designated hitter, and designated hit he did with that home run there. And Will Venable shared with us the other day that, you know what? Injury is not going to keep Benintendi out of the field either, because Benintendi had mentioned that catching balls was actually giving him the most pain. Well, I can tell you right now, he's back in the lineup and he will be playing left field today. So you can expect to see Benintendi out in the field. So that's very good stuff. The injury did not inhibit Andrew Benintendi's regular season. Finally, Lenin Sosa, same bottom of the eighth there, came to the plate to give the White Sox their final runs of the game.
Sosa, high fly ball, left center field. This baby's going to go. How about that? Lenin Sosa with a two-run shot and finally rewarded for some really good at-bats today.
That closed out the White Sox scoring. They were up 8-0 in the top of the ninth. Unfortunately, the only thing preventing it from being an absolutely perfect day was a Logan Ohapi solo shot in the top of the ninth to give the Angels to break up the shutout. But 8-1, hey, no one's going to complain about that. We will take it. And I will tell you, I was absolutely buzzing. It was a little bit chilly, but certainly we've seen far worse opening days here at Rate Field. And the fact that it was a beautiful win, just could not have asked for more. Then went home later that evening, and I'm telling you, I was like, all right, this is how you start a baseball season when you're trying to get past what was a woeful and awful year last year. That's exactly what you want. It helps set the confidence for the team. You know, I was, like I said, walking around the house, buzzing a little bit, and then sure enough, later in that day, to cap an absolutely fabulous Chicago sports day, the Bulls provided us with quite possibly the greatest final 13 seconds of an NBA game. Someone can challenge me on it, but I think it might be the final, the best 13 seconds to end a game that I've ever seen. Adam Amin, Stacey King on the call, courtesy of CHSN.
12 seconds left. Bulls have to hurry.
Come here.
Get it into Vucevic. Quick pass to Williams. Big shot for three. Good. 2-point game, 9.8 left. Oh, he's more giddy. The steal. Right for the lead. Yes!
Big time plays. Big time plays. Kobe White.
LeBron got the tip in last night to beat the Pacers. Doncic took the final shot before that. Here's Reeves. Reeves straight to the top. Lays it in to take the lead. Bulls are out of timeouts. 2 seconds left. Giddy for the win.
Just capped an absolutely perfect day on Thursday for Sox and Bulls fans. Just, I don't know what to tell you. Like, it was, you know, this is why you watch sports, for days like Thursday. They don't come around too often. And I promise you that Sox fans, Bulls fans, 10, 15, 20 years from now, you will remember the 2025 opening day that had the Bulls close it out with that fantastic finish. It all flowed into one. So just a fabulous, fabulous way to start the season. Cannot wait for more baseball later today. Again, first pitch, White Sox and Angels coming your way at 1:10. I mentioned the video that the Sox social media team put out. This was Will Venable entering the clubhouse after the win, talking to his team.
Hey, thank you guys. A lot more to come. Way to go, dude. Thank you, man.
So, and if, what you couldn't see, obviously, is that Will hopped into the team laundry cart and then was proceeded to be pushed around the clubhouse as they doused him in champagne for his first managerial win. Pretty cool to watch that. This was Will Venable after the White Sox first win this year.
They were excited. You know, obviously a great way to start the season. And, you know, they were very supportive of me getting my first win. So it was a good atmosphere.
What about what Sean was able to do on the mound today?
Sean was great. I think, you know, really starts with the fans showing up and bringing energy, and Sean responds to that. All the guys respond to that. Sean was amazing. Obviously, worked through some trouble in there early, and then the slider was really working for him. Some weak contact, early contact, which got him through six with a good pitch count.
And you had some big at-bats from some of your guys.
Yeah, really quality bats really throughout the day, and a couple balls there that hit really well that didn't leave the park that might have on a different day. But, yeah, just really happy with everything all around, good defense, and just a good day.
There weren't a lot of good vibes around the team at all last year. Just how good, especially for the guys that have been here, to start with a win like this.
Well, you know, this is a new season and a clean slate, and we're excited to get off to a good start. These guys have put in a lot of work in the off season, and obviously in spring training, and so for that to end in a win to start the season means a lot for us.
What kind of place did Sean show in his first 20s when he had those first and third situations he's going to get out of?
Say that.
What kind of poise did Sean show when he got those first and third situations?
A lot of poise. You know, he's under control at all times. I think he likes those moments where he has to, you know, find another gear to get him through that stuff, and he's got the stuff to do it. Just really fun to watch him go to work and fight through some adversity there.
What about what's Mike Clevenger working on that jam? I mean, he got tacked on some runs at the end, but that was a big moment, 3-0, navigating his way through that traffic.
Yeah, that was huge, you know, and, you know, we talked about those situations and who we want out there for that, and, you know, Mike's the guy, right? He handles those situations well. The test came early for him, you know, that was obviously a big moment to see him get out of it, which was nice to see.
So Mike's the guy you're kind of envisioning taking care of the ninth or just those high leverage late inning moments.
I think that's fair that you'll see him there in the back end. I think we also want to, have the flexibility to know that moment might come earlier in the game than the ninth inning, and we'll be mixing and matching. You saw Boos today and what he can do too. We have a lot of guys that we trust there in the back end, but yeah, Clug is going to be a guy.
Did you envision Mike coming back for the ninth? It was still 3-0, or did you have someone set up already for that?
You know, that was pretty high stress there. You know, he may have started that inning. Obviously, you know, we don't know, but that was pretty high stress there. And so we were ready to turn the page there and have Boos ready regardless of what happened.
I know it's only one game. Was there anything you didn't like about today? Things seemed to play out pretty well, like you wanted.
Yeah, I mean, it was good defense. We limited walks. I think we had one walk there. And so, you know, quality at bats, not a lot to pick apart there, just a good overall day for the guys.
What does it feel like for you to, you know, I mean, I know you managed before in spots, but this is your team now. You're the manager. What does it feel like to get that first win?
It feels great, you know. We know that the work obviously keeps going here. This is just the first one, but nice to get that one, and it feels good. And, you know, the guys made it special, and just, you know, appreciate all the support and love from all those guys.
Were you tipping your hat to your family or the crowd?
Yeah, I had the fam up there in the suite, so just giving them a little love.
What about the whole day, the whole experience, you know, from the pregame ceremonies all the way through?
Yeah, I mean, it's opening day. You know, it's a special day. A lot going on, obviously, but, you know, we enjoyed it. It was nice to play a game for real, and to be in front of the fans and their support, and the way they came out and gave us energy really meant a lot. I don't know. You know, that's all those guys, you know. Just quality of bats. You know, those guys have been working really hard to make quality swings, you know, fine-tuning their approaches, and for it to result in some damage was nice.
You're a very low-key guy. Do you show emotion, or do you just keep it inside? Or?
There's emotion there. I mean, you know, I don't know. You know, you tell me, you know, if I'm emotional, I'm not really paying attention to it. I'm just trying to focus on the game. So, but believe me, there's, emotions and a lot of thoughts going on.
Hey, Luis mentioned yesterday at the location approach at the plate this season. What did you kind of see in his head last?
Who is that? I'm sorry? Yeah, I mean, Louis, I think controlling the zone obviously is going to be huge for anybody. His ability to impact the baseball is, you know, up there with anybody in the league. So for him to have those quality of bats and, you know, an early double there was really nice to see.
That is Will Venable, the undefeated White Sox manager at 1-0, as we get set to play the second game of the 2025 season. White Sox Angels coming your way, first pitch at 1:10. Len and DJ on the call, of course. We'll get you going with a 12:30 pregame, but we've also got plenty of Sox coming here on White Sox Weekly today. Take control of your game day with a 10-ticket flex pack. Choose the games and seats you want. It's your season, your way. For more information, visit whitesox.com/ticket plans or call or text 312-674-1000 for that 10-ticket flex pack. I'm Jeff Meller. This is White Sox Weekly. Up next, the youngest NBA MVP joined Len and DJ in the booth after throwing out the first pitch on opening day. If you missed it, I'll let you hear what Derrick Rose is up to these days before we jump into Chris Getz and plenty more from the White Sox side right here on White Sox Weekly on the ESPN 1000 Hard Rock Casino White Sox Network.
At Wintrust, our approach is to let Southside fans show off their Southside pride anytime, anywhere. With the White Sox debit card from Wintrust Community Banks, you're not just swiping, you're making a statement.
It's like a megaphone for your wallet.
Broadcasting your Sox pride with every transaction. Open a White Sox checking account and receive a $300 bonus with qualifying activities. Visit Wintrust.com/Sox today. Wintrust. Different approach, better results. Only $100 required to open. No monthly minimum balance and no monthly maintenance fees. Member FDIC.
When this is the sound of a waterfall in nature, there's no cause for concern. But when it's the sound of water gushing through your living room ceiling because a pipe burst inside the wall, there's reason to panic, unless you pick up the phone and call 1-800-SERV-PRO. Only the cleanup and restoration specialists at ServPro can help make fire and water damage like it never even happened. So make the call to 1-800-SERV-PRO at the first sign of water damage. Franchises are independently owned and operated.
Your small manufacturing company doesn't run itself.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice?
But in Chicagoland, you do have someone by your side.
Where?
Meet the Technology and Manufacturing Association.
Hello!
Where'd you come from?
The TMA supports small to mid-size manufacturing companies with resources, training, and 1,000 other things.
Huh.
We're just being indispensable.
For their 100th anniversary, the TMA is shouting out Chicago's best manufacturing companies, like J.H. Botts in Joliet. To learn how they can help you, visit tmaillinois.org.
Hey, I'm Tom Waddle, and I drive a Hawk. Make the smart move and buy now at hawkauto.com and save thousands before tariffs affect auto prices. Choose from 9 Hawk Auto locations in Forest Park, St. Charles, Plainfield, Joliet, and Carroll Stream. Shop thousands of vehicles from 13 big brands with pre-tariff pricing. Find your next car at hawkauto.com. Avoid the tariffs and buy today.
hawkauto.com.
$13.89 per month per 1,000. Financed on select models with approved credit.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
More than 6 million kids in the U.S. have ADHD, and many aren't getting the support they need. At understood.org, we can help. Sometimes in class, the only thing your child can focus on are the thoughts racing through their head.
Why am I always falling behind? Why do I feel so alone? So different.
Your child is looking to you for answers. But as a parent, you probably have a lot of questions too. What should I do next? Where do I even start? At understood.org, we provide parents with the resources they need to help kids with ADHD thrive. Your child wants to thrive. Be the reason they do. Visit understood.org/the reason to get started.
Welcome back to White Sox Weekly. Getting set for Game 2 live from Wright Field. I'm Jeff Meller here on the ESPN 1000 Hard Rock Casino White Sox Network. Bringing you up to our pregame show coming your way at 12:30 today. And of course, first pitch 1:10, Len and DJ on the call. Jonathan Cannon opposing Angels starter Jose Soriano. White Sox and Angels out on the field right now, warming up just a bit ahead of Game 2 here. Hey, White Sox fans, join us for $5 Tuesdays. All fans will enjoy a specially priced $5 concessions menu, including draft beers from Miller Lite or Modelo, Garrett Popcorn Stadium Buttery, Vienna Beef Hot Dogs or Polish Sausages, Beggars Pizza Slices, Nachos, and select Coca-Cola products. To purchase tickets, visit whitesox.com/Tuesdays. As I mentioned on opening day, Derrick Rose was in the house, the youngest MVP in NBA history for the Bulls. He was in the house. He threw out the first pitch, and he joined Len Casper and Darren Jackson during the broadcast. If you missed it, this is what D. Rose is up to these days.
Derrick Rose has joined the broadcast after a perfect ceremonial first pitch. That's about as good as it gets.
That's a fact. Happy to be here, guys. How y'all been?
We're doing great.
That's great.
So good to see you. One of the biggest ovations of the day, maybe the biggest when you were announced, as hits a roller to short. So how's life these days, Derek?
Oh, it's great, man. A lot of moving around, a lot of ideating with the team, a lot of moving parts, but at the same time, organizing my verticals and spending time with the kids. That's something I didn't want to trade. Going into the season, I put both on the scale, and my kids outweigh basketball. So, I'm giving them everything, getting my undivided, and understanding that what I'm building right now is an empire.
So, how's your body? You look great.
Thank you.
Have you been able to rest?
Not that he's checking you out too hard.
No, I mean, have you been able to kind of take a breath and feel some stuff probably from 10, 15 years ago? Here's the 0-1 Renhifo takes low.
I have. I actually been able to just get around a little bit, but at the same time sit still and understanding that what I'm manifesting right now is something that is going to take time. And with me putting in that time, I know something special is going to come from it.
DJ, the thing I think about when I think about Derrick Rose is I don't know if I've ever seen a basketball player at any level when he wanted to take the ball to the hoop, nobody was going to stop him.
No, there's no doubt. I mean, Derek, how tall are you?
I'm 6'2", 6'3".
I mean, you played like you were 6'8".
Yeah.
When you went to the basket, that's what it looked like, right?
Yes,
and
sir.
That's impressive, to say the least, because when you just walked in and we shook hands, I'd met you when you first got drafted. You came up and we interviewed you, but I realized, oh, yeah, he's not 6'7".
No, not at all. It's the Chicago in me that makes me look like
that's
I'm 6'7".
Right. There you go. There you go.
I have no doubt you would have been embraced by this city had you been from someplace else, and you would have become kind of a son of the city, but I can't even imagine how cool it was. You still pinch yourself thinking about the fact that you got to do it in your home city.
Yeah, but at the same time, I don't believe in coincidences, and I felt like me coming here and being a part of this and everybody being a part of my journey, I felt like, it was meant to be. And now my job coming back is to show growth. One of the things that I'm in, I have a paradigm that I'm going to continue to do, is the flower shop, where I'm going to open up a flower shop and try unique ways to employ people and employ the youth, along with training and developing and changing the scenery in certain neighborhoods. So really thinking in depth with some of the models, but at the same time, our biggest thing is employing people.
That's fantastic. D-Rose,
yes, sir.
Such a pleasure. And, man, we loved watching you do your thing. And
thank
nothing
you for
but
everything.
The best.
Yeah.
The best chapters yet to come, right?
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that.
Derek Rose with Len Casper and Darren Jackson in the booth for opening day after throwing out the opening pitch here at Rate Field. I'm Jeff Meller. This is White Sox Weekly. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. I mentioned White Sox general manager Chris Getz met with the media on Wednesday when the White Sox held their final workout before the season began. We'll let you hear what Chris Getz had to say, some of it, especially including what a successful season looks like for the White Sox. I know Sox fans are curious because, of course, after last year, what could a turnaround look like? What are positive results for the Sox this year? Chris Getz weighed in on that, along with plenty of other topics. Let you hear what the White Sox GM had to say when we come back right here on White Sox Weekly on the ESPN 1000 Hard Rock Casino White Sox Network.
Hey, it's Captain Hood here with Howard Enke. And Howard, I know someone who was injured on the job.
I'm here to help.
My guy.
Howard, I have a buddy who was injured after being rear-ended by a truck.
I'm here to help.
My guy.
Wait a minute. Your guy?
Correct.
Oh, no. My guy is Howard Enkin.
Fellas, I'm here to help.
There's an Enkin Law practice area for just about any injury.
Enkin Law is injury law made personal.
I could not have said it better myself.
Howard Enkin is our guy. Call 312-6000.
On the Cap and Jay Hood Show, weekday morning, 7 to 10 on ESPN 1000. My guy.
True Chicago-style pizza? It's not what out-of-towners think it is. True Chicago-style is thin, crispy, and cut into squares. Thanks to Connie's Frozen Pizza, you can enjoy a true slice of the city. Connie's Frozen Pizzas are made with the same cornmeal crust Connie's has been serving for over 60 years, and they're exactly what you crave. Get to know the true Chicago-style with Connie's Frozen Pizza. Born in Chicago, enjoyed everywhere. Available in a freezer aisle near you.
Jan from Toyota here. Feeling cooped up from winter? Well, now until March 31st is the perfect time for a new Toyota, like Camry, Grand Highlander, and more. So you can get back out there and do the things you love, like hitching up the boat to a tundra for a lake day.
I haven't water skied in a long time.
Live out your spring fantasies with a new Toyota. Come in today.
Go from dreaming it to driving it. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details. Toyota, let's go places.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all services.